it's 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Senate debates Sunday into Monday on President Trump's mega bill of tax and spending priorities. Among those speaking, GOP Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina.
Now, Republicans are about to make a mistake on health care and betraying a promise.
President Trump blasted Tillis in a lengthy social media post and threatened to support primary challengers against him, but then Tillis announced he wasn't running again anyway. A shooting in New York's Greenwich Village just hours after the end of the Pride Parade there, leaving two people injured, one critically Sunday night, just blocks from the Stonewall Inn. The suspected gunman who fatally ambushed firefighters in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho on Sunday has been found dead. That according to the county sheriff, which says SWAT team members found the man with a firearm nearby. It comes after an ambush that left two firefighters dead and an hours-long multi-agency manhunt in the area. This is ABC News. The Canadian government saying that President Trump and Canadian Prime Minister Carney agreed that the U.S. and Canada would resume trade negotiations between the two countries with a view toward agreeing on a deal by July 21st. At the same time, the Canadian government announced it would rescind the digital services tax in anticipation of a mutually beneficial comprehensive trade agreement. Ongoing debate over potential changes for kids' vaccination schedules. An advisory committee, hand-selected by HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., voting Thursday to recommend against flu vaccines containing the preservative thimerosal. Dr. Fiona Havras resigned from the CDC this month, and she was on ABC's This Week.
They're now saying that they're going to go and look back at safe and effective vaccines that have settled science, have had thorough review, and potentially remove those from the recommendations. That means that it could potentially cut off access and cut off insurance coverage for these vaccines.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
Today's forecast calls for temperatures in the low 80s and a 30% chance of showers from midday on. Mostly clear tonight. It looks like a low of 62. Sunny, less humid tomorrow, and a high of 83. Up to 86 Wednesday, and for Thursday, slightly more humid, a few thunderstorms in the morning. Also 87 for the 4th of July, scattered showers and some thunderstorms could happen. Right now, WRCO, after a little bit of rain yesterday, 54/100 of an inch of precipitation here at the studios, and after a midnight reading of 66, it is 64 degrees. Today is Monday, the final day of the month of June.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming. Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly
banner, yeah. get shy, and you just might find
you're lighting up the load that you bear.
You know, with all the trouble and sorrow in the world, it seems like the least we can do is take that smile into the street and share it with everybody.
Goes unsaid,
and on the tongue of the old and the young,
swallowed up with pride instead.
You know, with all the trouble and sorrow in the world,
it seems like the least we can do is take a kind word into the street and share it with everybody.
That's a great way to start the day, a positive way with a triumphant quartet. And every day, Pat Boone did the honors for our national anthem. We are underway with the day and the week, closing out the month of June. How can that be? My goodness. Anyway, Phil Nee with you on the Light in the Milk House show today. Plenty to tell you about sports from over the weekend. And we shuffle the deck and reset it for community calendars. Some things going on this week as we lead toward Independence Day and lots of celebrations going on. And a nice one over the weekend as well. Thunderfest went off well. Well attended on Saturday night with the fireworks in Richland Center as well this past weekend. Hopefully you had a good weekend. You were able to take in some of those many events. Let's get the old chores started this morning now as we move on with Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn.
Hey, Louisiana woman.
Mississippi man.
We get together every time we can. A Mississippi river can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
See the alligator all awaiting nearby. Sooner or later they know I'm gonna try. When she waved from the bank, don't you know I know it's a goodbye fishing line. See you while I go. With a Louisiana woman waiting on the other side, the Mississippi River don't look so wide. Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The
Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in Louisiana heart. Well, I thought I'd been left, but I never had, till I was wrapped in the arms of a Mississippi man. When he holds me close, it feels almost like another hurricane just to rip the coast. If he can't come to me, I'm gonna go to him. That Mississippi River, Lord, I'm gonna swim.
Hey, Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we can get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Well, the Mississippi River, Lord, it's 1 mile wide, and I'm gonna get me through the other side.
Mississippi man, I'm losing my mind. Gotta have your lovin' one more time.
I'm gonna jump in the river, and here I go. Too bad, alligator, you swim too slow. Hey, Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we'll get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in a Louisiana heart.
Hey. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in a Louisiana heart.
There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in a Louisiana heart.
We loaded up my old station wagon with a tent, a Coleman, and sleeping bags, some fishing poles, a cooler of Cokes, 3 days before we had to be back. When you're seven, you're in seventh heaven. When you're going camping in the wild outdoors, as we turned off on that old dirt road, he looked at me and swore, "Dad, this could be the best day of my life. I've been dreaming day and night about the fun we'll have. Just me and you doing what I've always wanted to. I'm the luckiest boy alive. This is the best day of my life." Birthday rolled around, classic cars were his thing. When I pulled in the drive with that old vet, I thought that boy would go insane. When you're in your teens, your dreams revolve around four spinning wheels. We worked nights on end till it was new again. And as he sat behind the wheel, he said, "Dad, this could be the best day of my life. I've been dreaming day and night about the fun we've had. Just me and you doing what I've always wanted to. I'm the luckiest boy alive. This is the best day of my life." Church with our tuxes on, looking at him, I say, "I can't believe, son, that you're grown." He said, "Dad, this could be the best day of my life. I've been dreaming day and night of being like you. That's me and her. Watching you and Mom, I've learned I'm the luckiest man alive. This is the best day of my life. I'm the luckiest man alive. This is the best day of my life."
We wake up, smell the coffee, and flip on the Milk House light. Brought to you by local favorite Brouhaha.
Going on today, a Red Cross blood drive will be held from 1 until 6 at the American Legion Clubhouse in Plain. Appointments are preferred by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or by going online to redcrossblood.org. Morrill Lecture, Thriving Land, Farming While Embracing a Land Ethic will be held tonight at 6:30 at the Octagon Bar in Spring Green for an evening with the panel of Wisconsin farmers who will share their unique stewardship approaches to agriculture, embracing the Leopold notion of a land ethic, personal responsibility for the conservation of the soil and water, the land, and gratitude for its gifts. Dick Cates of Cates Family Farm in Spring Green will serve as a moderator. His recently published book, A Creek Runs Through This Driftless Land, A Farm Family's Journey Toward a Land Ethic, will serve as a frame for the conversation. That's going on tonight. For more, check out morallectures.org. Some notes on today from our community calendar here on WRCO. The Brewers had a good weekend but didn't win yesterday. We'll check sports coming up next.
At this past Wednesday's sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, calves were steady, slaughter cows were a little lower. Holstein bull calves ranged from $8.30 to $10, with the beef crossbred calves from $10 to $13.70 by the pound. Springing black cows sold from $2,300 to $2,500. We had four 400-pound Holstein steers, each brought $1,475, and their five corresponding heifers in the same place, weighing 360, sold for $1,380 apiece. One black 765-pound heifer sold for $332 per pound, and that netted the farmer $2,539. Slaughter cows range from $1.08 to $1.40, with a red bull at $180. At last Friday's feeder sale, the lightweight Holstein steers sold from $315 to $360. Heavier Holstein steers, $340. Colored steers and heifers range from $275 to $4. Due to the 4th of July falling on the first Friday, our next feeder sale will be on Friday, July 18th. The heat we're experiencing is hard on everyone. Drink plenty of water, and don't forget to provide plenty of water and shade for your pets and livestock. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola has served the farmers of our area since 1963.
Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby is celebrating its 8th anniversary. Come in and shop the $8 home decor selection. Get a 5-piece dining room for $488 or a sofa chase for only $688. And all FlexSteel stationery sets are $800 off. Don't miss the anniversary sale at Furniture, Decor, and More. Financing available. Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel and Westby is celebrating its 8th anniversary. Come in and shop the $8 home decor selection. Get a 5-piece dining room for $488 or a sofa chase for only $688. And all FlexSteel stationery sets are $800 off. Don't miss the anniversary sale at Furniture, Decor, and More. Financing available. Lone Rock's 4th of July celebration starts Thursday evening, July 3rd, and kicks into high gear on the 4th at Fireman's Park. Ready, set, go! Hit the 5K water run walk early Friday, then dive into the marketplace from 7 until 4, where you'll find homemade goods like Gina's Creations towels and tote bags, fragrant party light candles, and more local treasures. At 11 a.m., the parade begins. Cheers, floats, and community spirit. Keep the energy up at 1 o'clock with a sand wrestling showdown, followed by youth and adult sports and a hometown chicken barbecue. Stick around for tunes as local bands fill the park. Then enjoy a breathtaking fireworks show at dusk, one of the brightest displays in southwest Wisconsin. That's 2 days of action, treats, music, vendors, and unforgettable summer memories at Fireman's Park, Lone Rock.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
At Benson Insurance Agency, they've got you covered for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance to home, UTV, four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto, and property, they've got you covered. Count on them for competitive rates and professional services that prioritize your peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates.
An update on sports today is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. The Muscatine Mudcats enjoyed a 2-1 walk-off win against visiting Wyota yesterday in home talent baseball. The win improved their record to 2-5, while Wyota fell to 3-4. Muscatine picks up the walk-off win on Sunday afternoon. Elsewhere, it was Verona over Pine Bluff Mount Horeb 17-6, Belleville 7, Schulzburg-Benton 1, Blanchardville 13-3 over Arena. In other action from the north, Middleton 3, Ashton 2, Wanakee 10-0 over Cazenovia, and Mazamani 12-11 over the Sauk Twins. Orlando Arcia hit a tying home run with two outs in the ninth inning. Kyle Farmer drove in the go-ahead run with a single in the 11th, and the Colorado Rockies beat the Milwaukee Brewers 4-3 on Sunday. Arcia's solo shot off Brewer closer Trevor McGill that tied it at 2 was just his second of the season. Victor Vodnik pitched the 10th for the win. Tyler Kinley struck out pinch hitter Jake Bowers and Isaac Collins before retiring Caleb Durbin on a flyout to end the game. Elsewhere in the National League, Philadelphia 2-1 over Atlanta, Pittsburgh 12, the Mets 1, Cincinnati 3-2 over San Diego, Miami 6, and Arizona 4. In the American League, Baltimore 5, Tampa Bay 1, Toronto 5-3 over Boston, the Yankees 12, Athletics 5, Seattle 6-4 over Texas, Detroit 3, and Minnesota nothing. Interleague play, St. Louis 7-0 over Cleveland. Houston beat the Cubs 2-0. Dodgers 5, Kansas City 1. White Sox 5, San Francisco 2. Washington 7-4 over the Angels. Some notes on sports and Hall of Fame horse trainer D. Wayne Lucas, a winner of 15 Triple Crown races, died at 89. He was 89, and again, his family says he was hospitalized. Lucas won 15 Triple Crown races, including the Kentucky Derby, 4 times through his career. Some notes on today. This update sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.
64 at WRCO Studios, and up next, the Aerobic Polka. It's sponsored by Supps Gym. Get ready.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks. No fluff.
Just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
Here we go. Brace yourselves. It's aerobic polka time. Yep. Here we go.
There's a farmer in
our town. Name is Johnny Blup. One day he'll chop a big tree down. Next day he'll chop it up.
Oh, Fowler, the Fowler took another load away. Hey, hey, Farmer Gray took another load away.
Robbers broke into our house. They broke out again. 'Cause the clock had just struck five and they were union men.
Oh, the farmer took another load away. Hey, hey, Farmer Gray took another load away.
There's a gal who changes clothes each day 20 times, I'm told. But the girl I'm talking about is only 6 months old.
Oh, the farmer took another load away.
You dumb.
Hey, hey, Farmer Gray took another load away.
I got married and divorced after quite a fuss. 'Cause my wife refused to let her mother live with us.
Oh, the farmer took another load away. Hey, hey, Farmer Gray took another load away.
Had a little lamb. She also had a bear. I've often seen her little lamb with her everywhere. Oh,
the
fool you did that.
Took another load away. Hey, hey, Farmer Gray took another load away.
The farmer's wife works very hard every single day. When the farmer wants to play, she wants to hit the hay.
Oh, the farmer took another load away. Hey, hey, Farmer Gray took another load away.
Oh, there you go. That was a wild one. Hey, hey, Farmer Gray Polka from Walt Solik on WRCO Radio. Light in the Milk House Show, the aerobic polka getting us going. Well, I tell you, that woke me up. Here we are. It's Monday, June 30th. Farm news and markets coming around the bend here this morning. And more regular features as well. If you need to get something done in the month of June, it's time to get at it, I guess.
I don't come around but once in a while. This is such a surprise to see you. Girl, you're looking so good. It's been a long time since you crossed my mind. It's such a small world. Just goes to prove it's such a small world. It's such a small world I've lived alone for a while. It's such a small world.
It feels like I've gone out of style.
Thank you. like I've always done. But to see you tonight makes everything right. It's such a small world. Hey, right here you stand, as if it were planned. It's such a small world.
Rodney Crowell with Roseanne Cash, and It's Such a Small World. Good morning. It is 64 degrees on the Wurtz floor and home thermometer, and the time is 5:30.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetoon with Tim Slack Auction Realty. Reminder, we will be having a hay sale July 2nd, and we will close on Thursday at 12 noon, and we will be closed all day Friday, July 4th. Have a happy holiday. Machinery, gates, feeders, and more online only ending July 9th at 6 p.m. Soft close. 175 acres located in Bagley, Wisconsin. Online only auction up and running right now. Check out our website for more details. We have real estate agents looking for listings. Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timslackauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetoon. Have a great day.
Trade Winds. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins says the Trump administration remains focused on increasing market access for U.S. agricultural goods.
The markets are there. We just have to fight for them and make sure that we're getting our own farmers and ranchers and the great products we produce into those markets. So that's coming. We'll have more trade deals announced very, very soon. And no one will benefit more from the president's vision on this than our ag community.
Last week, President Trump said the U.S. has reached an agreement with China amid efforts to end the trade dispute between the two countries. Rollins tells Brownfield.
The details on that will be released very soon. I don't have the exact time, but I think that, again, it's going to be another big win, especially for our row croppers.
Market analyst Arlen Suderman with Stone X says the agreement between the U.S. and China provides more certainty for the markets.
I think the two things that we can learn from that, agreements can be reached with China first, and second, it just illustrates that this is going to be a long process to deal with all of the issues between the two superpowers, and grain and oil seeds are down the road somewhere in that process.
Trump also announced Friday the U.S. would end all trade discussions with Canada immediately. Suderman says it could directly impact several ag products.
Crude oil certainly has an impact on the diesel prices that we pay on the farm, fertilizer that comes south out of Canada, spring wheat that comes south, ethanol that goes north into Canada.
The soybean harvest is winding down in Argentina. Michael Cordonier with Soybean and Corn Advisor says with more than 90% of the crop out, he's raising his production estimate to nearly 50 million tons.
Because the late plant of soybeans just did much better than anticipated.
Argentina is a leading exporter of soybeans, soybean meal, and soybean oil. Iowa U.S. Senator Joni Ernst says the Trump administration is following through on its commitment to biofuels with the recent increase in renewable volume obligations.
After having worked the last 4 years with the Biden administration, they just blatantly ignored the needs of our farmers and biofuel producers. And so it has been a breath of fresh air to have this administration under President Trump in place.
And farmers made and paid more in May than in April. The USDA's index of prices received for May rose almost 2% on gains in cattle, hogs, milk, and oranges against losses in broilers, market eggs, lettuce, and strawberries. The index of prices paid was up fractionally as increased costs for feeder cattle, hay and forages, nitrogen, and other services canceled out decreases for feeder pigs, self-propelled machinery, LP gas, and complete feeds. Pioneer brand corn and soybeans are number one in the U.S., planted by more farms than any other competitive seed brand. Want to know what number one feels like? Plant Pioneer corn and soybeans. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
Additional direct cash cattle trade to end the week and cash hogs closed firm. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. There was another light round of direct cash cattle trade that took place on Friday. For the week, live deals in the South were marked at $224 to $225. That's $4 to $5 lower than the prior week's weighted averages. Dress business in the North was up mostly $386. That was $9 lower than the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. At the Lamoni Livestock Auction in Iowa, steers weighing more than 900 pounds were $7 to $14 higher. The USDA says there were not enough heifers or steers less than 900 pounds for an accurate market comparison. Demand was moderate to good, and buyers were active both in-house and online. Supply was moderate to heavy. Medium and large one feeder steers 904 to 929 pounds brought $294.50 to $308.50. Medium and large one feeder heifers 567 to 570 pounds brought $330 to $343. Boxed beef closed higher with solid demand for light offerings. Choice up $1.46 at $396.51. Select was $3.21 higher at $382.95. Estimated cattle slaughter was 105,000 head, down 3,000 on the week and down more than 14,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed firm with a very light negotiated run. It was an up and down week for the cash hog market. Weather was a factor. But when it comes to where the market is finding strength, that lies in demand. Global demand for U.S. pork has been strong, and pork saw a big bump in the week's export sales report as China returned to the buyer's list. Domestic demand has also been relatively strong, benefiting from pork's competitive price in the retail space. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 9 cents with a weighted average of 108.09. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hogs closed sharply lower, down 219 at 117.46. Bellies dropped more than $13. And estimated hog slaughter was 463,000 head, up 10,000 on the week and down nearly 6,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were higher, supported by strong box beef during the session, shrugging off the week's lower cash business. And lean hog futures ended the day mixed on spread trade with cash business mixed as well. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield. Knowledge is power, especially as livestock producers navigate unprecedented volatility in the markets. Hi, I'm Megan Grebner, host of Brownfield's weekly livestock market update. Each week, we check in with our expert ag economists to find out what's driving the markets and how it impacts your operations. While no one can guarantee your profitability, we can provide insight and data to make better, more informed decisions for your operation. Tune in to the weekly livestock market update each week on Brownfield.
Making home improvements, putting on an addition to your home, or building a new home or garage is easier and more affordable when you begin at Harchi Lumber. Harchi's have a complete line of building materials from beginning to end, including drywall, insulation, windows, doors, kitchen cabinets, plus construction crews to put up pole buildings. Prompt deliveries can be made to your job site on self-unloading trucks. Give Harchi Lumber a call at 608-985-7207 or stop in at Harchi Lumber on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg today.
Direct cattle business Friday was light, mostly at 230 to 233 live and 368 dressed. Butcher hogs were $2 higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn saw an oversold bounce. July beans were up 5 at 1027 and 3 quarters. August was 5.5 higher at 1033 and a quarter. July corn was up 8 at 417 and a half. September was 7.5 higher at 411 and a half. Live and feeder cattle were sharply higher with box beef up at midday. August live was 410 higher at 213.30. October was up 347 at 209.82. August feeders were 460 higher at 307.90. And hogs were mixed on spread trade and the mixed cash during the session, with July lean up 92 cents at 113.25 and the August contract 2 cents higher at 110.27. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
U.S. ag officials scramble to head off a threat to the livestock industry today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has mobilized resources to prevent an invasion of New World screwworm, a fly larvae that can be fatal to warm-blooded animals. Reports of the problem have been spreading from Panama and Central America north into and through Mexico. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins says the southern U.S. border is on alert.
We are stopping the pest from spreading in Mexico and ensuring that our Mexican counterparts are full partners in eradication. We already have personnel in the field intercepting the illegally introduced livestock on the border with Mexico in coordination with Customs and Border Protection and our own USDA cattle fever tick eradication program.
Rollins says another prong of the defense effort is releasing sterile screwworm flies in Texas, which would stand to lose big time in the event of a screwworm outbreak. Here's Leif LaRoe, chair of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association.
These additional resources, combined with robust implementation of surveillance, sampling, reporting, and enhanced treatment protocols, provide a strong foundation for the U.S. to continue to fight the screwworm fly where it is today and ensure continued confidence in cattle and beef trade between the United States and Mexico.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock holds sales on the second and fourth Fridays of each month. Slaughter sales are held every Tuesday at 8:30. Selling fat cattle, slaughter cows and bulls, baby calves. Cattle are accepted Mondays from noon to 8 p.m. If you have questions or cattle to consign, call the barn at 608-994-2020. That's Bloomington Livestock. Honest people, quality livestock every week.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Back in 1933, a new car only cost about $600, and a gallon of gas was around 18 cents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and while we can't make the cost of gas or cars go down, we can help you with auto insurance, now offering GEICO. Contact us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield's Daily Update. The Vice President of Marketing for Associated Milk Producers Incorporated, or AMPI, says access to skilled labor remains a challenge. Sarah Schmidt says the dairy industry is unique to agriculture because it is not seasonal.
And unfortunately, that's what our workforce here in the U.S., as it comes to our ability to have the labor for our farms. We don't have a system as far as legal work requirements that offers that year-round opportunity for those from out of the area.
She tells Brownfield the dairy labor situation does seem to be improving the past 3 years.
Kind of following COVID, we had an extreme workforce shortage situation on farms and in our manufacturing plants. I'm delighted to share that in our plants, we're almost back to fully staffed. So that's a great thing.
The organization is the largest owned farmer-owned cheese cooperative in the U.S., producing about 10% of the nation's American-type cheese, butter, and dry whey. The USDA's dairy index for May 2025 was 1.4% more than April, but slightly 3% less than May of 2024. With an all-milk price of $21.30 per hundredweight, up 30 cents on the month, but down 70 cents on the year. Gas dairy prices closed the week to the higher side on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange on Friday, supported by demand optimism. Dry weight closed up 0.75 cents at $1.58.5, blocks up a penny at $1.62, barrels up 2.75 cents at $1.66.5, butter up 2.5 cents at $2.56.25, and non-fat dry milk closed unchanged at $1.25. I'm Nicole Heslip with Brown Field.
Before dawn breaks, you're already hard at work because dairy farming just isn't a way to earn a living. It's a way of life. At Johnson Tractor and Case IH, they understand the pride in every gallon of fresh milk, the bond you share with your herd, and the generations you uphold. The rugged tractors and implements are built for the long haul so you can focus on family, farm, and tomorrow's promise. Johnson Tractor and Case IH, driven by your dedication.
Johnson Tractor, from land to lawn.
5:45, the Light in the Milk House Show weather check today, a high of 84, a 30% chance of some spotty showers or thunderstorms from about midday on. Tonight, isolated showers possible early, then partly cloudy, a low of 61. Tuesday, a good amount of sunshine, not as humid, and a high of 83. Right now in Richland Center, after a little over a half inch of rain all total from last night into early this morning, we're at 64 degrees. That's how it goes. That's how it stacks up today. It is very foggy, especially in some areas, and fog has kind of settled in now. So you may want to allow a little extra time today. Here's Connie Smith.
From loneliness to a wedding ring, I and I won a queen. You made me king of your heart. Just a little while, I thought that I might lose the game. Then just in time I saw the twinkle in your eye. From a jack to a king, from loneliness to a wedding.
Ned Miller on WRCL, the original version of From a Jack to a King. Coming up, a little bit of weather for you. We'll see what Tony thinks for today and this week as we head toward what appears to be another warm weekend coming up, especially warm on the 4th of July. Tony has more straight ahead.
Last night as I got home, about a half past ten, there was a woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool, let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, I gotta start a new life. Take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, I gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And at times like this, I feel you've always been close to me. Work nights and try to build a good life. All work and no play, it just cost me a wife. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, I gotta start a new life. Take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, I gotta start a new life. With a man, there's a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Take a letter, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, I gotta start a new life. Take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, I'm gonna start a new life. Take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife.
Doug Stone on the Mill Cow Show from WRCO Today. Weather coming up here. Also look at news, weather, and sports for a Monday morning update.
Before the cows are up, we are. Powered by Brouhaha. It's the Light in the Mill Cow Show on WRCO.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding. Make your own colorful mark during the 4th of July sale at Bailey Paint and Decorating in downtown Richland Center for high-quality paint and low-quality jokes. Why don't painters ever win hide-and-seek? Because they always leave a trail. Now through July 5th, top-quality Benjamin Moore paints and stains, brushes, rollers, and accessories all on sale. Whether you're painting a room or revamping your old house, Bailey's expert staff is ready to help. Hurry in before July 5th. These deals won't last long. At Bailey Paint and Decorating, downtown Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Rainfall across the area yesterday generally ranged between about 0.2 inches up to 0.75 inches in a couple of spots. The excessive amounts seemed to be restricted just north of us, where some flash flooding was noted in a strip from La Crosse up toward Green Bay. Also some heavy rain totals just north of Milwaukee with some spots up to a couple inches. There is a band of showers we're tracking this morning over eastern Minnesota and northern Iowa. That front will sweep through here this afternoon and early this evening, could produce a spotty shower or thunderstorm, although most of the day probably on the dry side. Tomorrow should be a beautiful summer day with seasonal temperatures and slightly lower humidity, so get out there and enjoy. It'll gradually turn more humid again later this week, and with a couple of weak fronts nearby, can't rule out a couple of stray thunderstorms or showers for the 4th of July weekend. The best chance of rain will be on Saturday as a more organized system moves through. Well, here's that forecast for today. Variably cloudy and muggy, 30% chance of some spotty showers and thunderstorms, mainly from midday on. High temperature about 84, northwest west wind up to 10. Tonight, maybe an isolated shower early, then partly cloudy, low 61. Tomorrow should be a nice day with mostly sunny skies, not as humid, high near 83, northwest wind up to 10. On Wednesday, partly cloudy and quite warm again with a slight chance of a shower late. High temperature all the way up to 86. For Thursday, mixed skies, very warm and humid. Isolated showers or thunderstorms are possible. Low in the mid-60s with a high near 88. On the 4th of July, partly sunny, hot and humid. Slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, especially late in the day. High near 90. Saturday, muggy with showers and storms likely. High 85. Dry on Sunday, high 84. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. 64 in Richland Center with fog. Yesterday's high was 93. We picked up 53 one-hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday and especially early evening last night. Record high for June 30th, 99. It goes back to 1931. Record low, 41 in 1943. A year ago, the high was 74 and the low 53. Sunset will happen at 8:46 tonight. Sunrise time, 5:25, coming up for tomorrow morning. Right now, the winds have picked up a little bit northeasterly at 2 miles per hour. Barometer is at 29.94, down slightly. We have picked up 1/100th of an inch of rain this morning, and again with foggy conditions, and after a midnight reading of 66, it is 64 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The update at 6 o'clock is coming up, sponsored by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support from field to finish. They've got you covered. It's 64 degrees at 6 o'clock.
Two firefighters firefighters killed after being ambushed while fighting a brush fire on a mountain in Idaho.
We did lose a Coeur d'Alene firefighter, and we did lose a firefighter from the Coonie County Fire and Rescue.
County Sheriff Bob Norris, the lone suspect who is believed to have set the fire, was found dead after the ambush. North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis, one of two no votes on President Trump's budget bill, announcing he will not be seeking re-election. ABC's Ali Pekoran says the announcement
comes after President Trump took to social media late Saturday night and just ripped into the North Carolina senator in a really very dramatic and lengthy post on social media, accusing him of betraying the party, essentially, by casting a vote against the big, beautiful bill.
The Republican budget bill set to be voted on when the Senate reconvenes this morning. Clerks spent nearly 16 hours reading out loud all 960 pages of the legislation. This is ABC News. Beyonce fans at a Houston show of the singer's Cowboy Carter tour were horrified as the superstar was suspended in midair in the car featured in her concerts.
Fans at NRG Stadium shocked as the car malfunctions, suspending the global superstar above the crowd. It was during one of her final songs in her hometown of Houston, Beyonce pausing the show as the car began to lean, visibly tilting on one side. Crew members quickly lowering her to the ground, gathering beneath the car to ensure a safe landing, the crowd cheering in support.
ABC's Zoreen Shaw. A growing brush fire in Southern California prompts evacuations in Riverside County as the blaze spreads to more than 1,100 acres. The Wolf Fire comes as conditions remain hot and dry, with strong winds prompting red flag warnings in the area. Dwayne Lucas, one of the most accomplished thoroughbred trainers in the history of horse racing, has died. He was 89 years old. Sherry Preston, ABC News.